The overall uptake is very low at the moment. Now, look, the deadline is looming. We're not there yet. I think businesses throughout the country, and Clare is no exception, are overwhelmed. This grant is specifically for small to medium-sized businesses, and those businesses are certainly struggling. I think I've been on here before talking about that, and you've hit on a few points there. The increased cost of business is overwhelming for many business owners out there. On top of that, you know, they're also struggling with staff recruitment and retention. And before they open the doors in the morning, they probably are bombarded with so many things that they have to get around throughout the day. So, look, I think there will be a much bigger uptake over the next couple of days, certainly.
A rush for the finish line.
I hope the portal doesn't break down, as can happen in some occasions. But I do think that there has been an increased awareness over the past week in particular. From a Chamber's perspective, we have flagged this with our members going back to as early as January before the portal even opened up, and have been proactive in doing so. And to be fair, Clare County Council have been very proactive as well in making ratepayers aware of it. And they sent out letters going back, I'd say, about 2 months ago. And I do see now that they're sending out very stark reminder letters in highlighted yellow and red print, reminding those people who may be eligible and who haven't registered yet to do so.
So the lack of uptake, we can't put it down to lack of promotion of the or making people aware of the grant. Is it just businesses are so busy with running their businesses, so many other elements stemming from that, or they're just putting things on the long finger that they still haven't applied?
Yeah, so I think it's a matter of priority. So when you open your door in the morning, what's your priority that day? And maybe the grant isn't the immediate priority, and you know, it might be a bit of lastminute.com, which is still fine. We still have time to get the word out there, and so people can register. I think it's really come down to a lot of firefighting for business owners at the moment. And I do think that they will hopefully sit down over the next few days and take the time out to make the application. It's such a simple application. Of all the applications you'll ever make for a grant, it's probably one of the easiest.
So there's no lengthy process involved in this?
No, it takes about 10 minutes, which is shockingly quick. And that's a fact. I know that from my own perspective. What it is you'd probably have got the letter from the council with a PIN number and your customer number. And once you have those two bits of information and your bank account details, that's all you need. So sit down at your computer, log on to the website, and it's even if you put in Clare Coco into your Google, it'll bring up the website, and on the front page of the Clare County Council website is a link straight in to access this grant. And from there then, you just put in your customer number and your PIN number, and you'll be asked to put in your email address. And then you'll get a verification to your email. And then you just take the next step. You submit your account details. It's as simple as that. And you'll get a confirmation email to say that you have registered.
I suspect, Sheila, that you are correct in why so few businesses in Clare have registered and applied for this grant, in that the priority when you open the doors in the morning is the day's work ahead for your business. But I perhaps as well, there maybe it was a thought and clearly incorrect from some businesses that, well, if you're applying for a grant that could take care of half of your commercial rates, it must be a process that'll take hours and hours of filling out forms and all sorts of stuff. Probably a lot of them aren't aware. It only takes 10 minutes.
Yes, and to be fair, I think when I went through the experience myself, I was actually shocked at how easy it was. So, because we're so used to, you know, having to submit so much information and verification and documents and etc., just to actually get any grant at all. So this is probably the easiest one that I've ever come across, I have to say. Now, look, in terms of the eligibility criteria, I think it's also important to point out that ratepayers have to have their rates paid up to date to be eligible for this grant. So hopefully that's not going to have an impact in terms of the uptake. But that is very, very important for ratepayers to be sure that they have everything paid up to date, or else they won't qualify.
Okay, well, the deadline is 6 days away. The 1st of May is the closing date. It's fast approaching, but as Sheila has just touched on, registering and applying, It takes 10 minutes. There's lots of 10 minutes over the next 6 days. You can find room somewhere to do that. And chambers of commerce around the country, including in Ennis, are reaching out to members to promote this scheme, as are the local authority. So it's money there. You might as well get it. And it will be helpful. Any last advice for businesses on this, Sheila?
No, I think just take the 10 minutes out, get the pieces of paper, and in terms of the IBAN and your BIC and all that. One thing I will say is, if you're leaving it till the last minute, just in the next couple of days, check to make sure that you've got that PIN number from Clare County Council, because you don't want to be there on Wednesday evening and not being able to contact anybody and not having a PIN number, which would let you pass the actual deadline.